Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
There's certainly not a crowd problem in, you know, Boston, Los Angeles, New York, St. Louis. You know, I would say, you know, half of Chicago, right? The Cubs, they fill Wrigley Field, but the White Sox don't draw, right? So, I mean, those big markets right there, they don't have that problem. They're at, like, all of those markets literally are, like, over 87, 90% capacity for all their games. It's crazy. But it's the rest of baseball that's got a staggering problem, right, that nobody goes to the games anymore. Why do you think that is, Carver High, that nobody goes to baseball games anymore? I'm reading this article. It's about, like, the experience of going, and the stadiums are changing and evolving into making it about the experience of going almost more than the baseball game has become an afterthought.
Yeah, I think that there's several levels of reasons why attendance is down to Major League Baseball. I think it could be something just as simple as the younger generation just isn't into the game,
right,
like kids in the past. I think it can be something as wide-ranging as, you know, there's so much to do when you're at the games now as well. You know, there's everything going on. But that's – people would be at the games then. I'm just saying when you go to the game, there's a thousand things going on at the game.
Why do you think that, like, they had – in the 90s, they had stadiums they built that were, you know, 50 to 60,000 seats. And then in if you fast forward in the mid 2000s, like 2009 forward, it's been shrinking them down by 20,000 seats. All these stadiums are 36,000, 44,000 tops.
There's just more people. There's just more to do now. I mean, things are bigger. That was when baseball was still kind of king, kind of, right? I mean, but before 94, they were still kind of in charge, right? I mean, they were a little bit neck and neck with the NFL. They were maybe a little ahead. It's in the last 25 years, 30 years, that the NFL is now blown by them, and they've become king.
How much do you think the economy in the crash in 08 affected baseball in the sense that a lot of these, like Cleveland, they had a staggering decline in population in Cleveland. Like it was, you know, a lot of people left there. That the stadium there, they changed the stadium completely. It used to be huge. It was 43,000, and now, you know, am I wrong?
There's also so much.
It's 34 now.
There's so much more competition now for your entertainment dollar. I mean, there just is. Everything's expensive. Everything is a show now. It's a lot of money to go to a sporting event, not just baseball.
Did you see what they want to do with the A stadium? This Danish company is building the stadium, and they're putting a rooftop park that encircles the stadium with a panoramic view of the bay, not visible from the seats. Is that making sense to you? That on top of the stadium, there's a park? What is going on?
But isn't that good? But that's like the same thing. Like you're going to go to the game and not watch the game, right?
You're going to go to the game and you're not going to watch the game.
You're going to hang out. You're going to party and drink at a bar. So now you're trying to get people to come to a baseball game, and instead of selling them watching a baseball game, you're going to sell them to
booze.
Go up to the bar where you can get this great view of the city and you not even watch the game.
At all.
So is that how you're going to get people in the stadium now, to not watch the game?
That's what they're doing.
So that's pretty much what it's come to.
Did you see the Rays? They have such a problem in Tampa that they gave away 5,000 tickets for $5. So selling out the allotment for just two of the games. So they, they had this huge sale and gave away tickets for $5. What do you think of that idea, like giving the seats away for like nothing? You think that's a good idea?
I mean, if you didn't do that, there'd be nobody in those seats. So for a place like that, at least if you're getting them in the door for $5, maybe they'll buy a couple of beers. Maybe they'll buy a hot dog. Maybe they'll buy a hat. So you're getting them in the door at least, whereas there was nobody in the door.
Why do you think people left? The Raiders and Warriors left Oakland Why do you think they want to stay there if it's so bad?
I honestly don't know enough about the city of Oakland and the Bay Area to be able to comment on it. I don't know the dynamic there.
But you know, you can see
there. I've never.
But you can look at it from the outside and say they're all leaving.
Oh yeah, I mean it's obvious. I mean the Warriors are going across the bay, the Raiders are leaving completely,
and the A's don't draw either.
No.
And why would you build a new stadium for a team that doesn't draw? I mean, you know what I mean? It's like building one for Miami. They built a brand new baseball stadium in Miami. Nobody goes to it. Why do it? You're stupid to do it.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to go for Oakland when they do that.
They are doing it, and they're going to regret it.
Saying they're doing it, but I don't know how it's going to go for them.
Dave in Los Angeles, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's happening, Pharrell?
Hey, Dave.
Can I get a Coors Light, please?
Absolutely. We're flowing in the Forella Pub, as usual, on a pain-free Friday.
Oh, I have the pain all week, my man.
I believe it.
So, I agree. Like, I'm a Dodgers fan. I come from L.A.
Right.
I've been there since I was a kid. And now they're building this whole mecca in the outfield, where people can go. They have a beer garden. Why is there a beer garden at a baseball stadium? Are you there to drink beer? Are you there to drink beer or watch the baseball game?
Well, I think now we've made it clear that they are there to drink beer. You know what I mean? They're just, that's what they're there for. No one cares. I mean, but let's face facts. I said this before. The Dodgers do not have a crowd problem. They don't have an attendance problem at Dodger Stadium.
No, they don't. Why do all this crap? Make a kid pavilion so they can bounce around the outfield, get the kids into the game. Why do you need to build all this crap? Just because the home run derby and the All-Star game is coming next year?
That's probably a good reason why they're doing it. And I think that they want to adapt to everyone else, like Keeping Up with the Joneses. Everyone is doing the same things to their stadiums. Wrigley did it. They did it at Progressive Field.
Look at how different Fenway and Wrigley are in the last 25 years.
Yeah. I mean, Wrigley Field to me is just not even Wrigley Field anymore. You know what I mean? That's just me saying that. Like, to me, they changed it so much. It's not even the same place.
And every question that
And they did the same thing to Soldier Field, too. Not that it's bad, but it certainly isn't Soldier Field anymore. It's like a spaceship now.
Every question Dave's asking can be answered by one word: money. That's why they're doing it. Why are they building a beer garden? Because then you got to pay $15 for those beers as opposed to $7 for the crappy, you know, just plain beers that they're already charging. Why are they building a kids' pavilion? Because then if your kids don't want to leave for the 9 innings and you're stuck there, you're buying more concessions. That's what it's all about for them. Getting you in there is just the beginning part. The rest is selling you everything else that they have. That's where they make the money more so. It's not getting you in the seats. It's buying all this crap.
I got to tell you, I always thought the Yankees had it figured out. Like, not only do they not have an attendance problem at Yankee Stadium, but they have, like, they have steakhouses in the stadium. They have, like, a Hard Rock.
You honestly, it's...
They have everything at that stadium. You could go have dinner. You won't even watch the game. You'll have a $500 steak dinner.
I mean, honestly, this is somebody, like, for me now. I mean, back in the day, I used to go to a lot of Yankee games.
Right.
I did. I was only paying for myself.
Now it's priced you out of the game?
It has, because now if I'm going to a Yankee game, I'm taking my wife, I'm taking Olivia, I'm taking, you know, and it's an expense.
I mean, that's $350 right there.
When I was just going with my buddies and we went and all my money was spent on, I got a bunch
beer.
Of beer. I bought some beers, I went to the game, and that's that. Now, I mean, it's $47.50 to put your car in that garage. All right,
yeah.
$47.50 before you walk in the door at that place, and it just keeps adding up from there on in.
Oh, it's a $500 day.
It is no joke, and that's with me sitting. I'm not sitting down low unless I get tickets from here once in a while, and even when I get free tickets from here, I'm still spending a couple bills if I'm taking them to the game.
Still doing it.
So it's, you know, it's hard.
You have to admit, it isn't worth it anymore.
It isn't. And that's another reason why people aren't going. Because, A, it's not worth it, and, B, you can now, with the technology that we have, you can sit in your home with a 65-inch HD curved TV.
You'll think you're at the game.
And you think you're at the game, you have a better look than if you were at the game.
That's true.
Bottom line. And that is also a huge reason.
Well, I gotta
technology
say,
has moved it beyond.
I went to Petco, right? And I've been to PNC. I've been to a lot of these ballparks. And, you know, I did not find Pittsburgh's and you hear people all the time saying it's one of the best ballparks in Major League Baseball. I did not find that experience expensive. I did not find Petco expensive. I didn't buy the tickets, but I know they weren't super expensive. I think they were just moderately, very moderate. It wasn't nothing to freak out about. I paid $30 to park like five blocks from the stadium in downtown San Diego in the Gaslamp District. I think, and that's their biggest problem, is it's easy to get to that ballpark. It's a small town. You drive right down to downtown San Diego and boom, you park and you walk five blocks and you're in the stadium. It's awesome. But everywhere you go, it's $30-$40 to park, blah, blah, blah. But the stadium itself, like I was in there and I had, whatever. All right, I got some concessions and some ice cream and some popcorn and some drinks and some, blah, blah, blah. And I spent maybe $150 or something. But in New York, that would have been $600. $600 in New York and $125 in San Diego.
No, I mean,
so
but,
it depends on where you are.
And you brought up Pittsburgh, and you know this. The price of a ticket to sit five rows behind a dugout in Pittsburgh is probably the same price as sitting in the
upper deck at Yankee Stadium.
At Yankee Stadium. And it just is what it is.
Let's just face facts. The Yankees are a ripoff.
No, 1,000%.
I mean,
I'm a Yankee fan, and going to that place is tough.
So we used to go all the time, right? And like you did. I used to go all the time. And I used to get us tickets all the time.
They're not the only ones. Remember that. They're not the only ones.
They're not the only ones. But they're the most expensive in baseball, bar none. And so, but the Mets, Mafia, you go to Mets games, they're not as expensive as the Yankees, are they?
They're not far off. I mean, the only time I went this year was on tickets that my father-in-law got from his job. Otherwise,
But how much did you spend at the stadium, like on beers and food?
Probably like $70 for the four of us.
$70? Four people, but you have one beer?
Well, no, like 100. Well, it's probably closer to 100 because we got one.
Jesus, if I had four people at the game, that'd be $1,000.
Well,
to
we
go.
Limited what we got. We didn't buy a whole bunch of food and stuff. We got like, one round of like peanuts and popcorn.
Listen,
and
wait a minute. He said it best. Three people, you go. It's $250 just to have. It's literally, it is literally $250 just to walk in the door and to go to the concession stand once. It's that expensive. I got two pretzels, four drinks, two ice creams, and a thing of popcorn. It was $150.
I found a chart here that somebody did at the end of last year.
All right, go ahead.
And it's the average price per person for attending an MLB game by each team. And this price includes ticket price,
a hot dog, a beer,
food,
and
food, beer, and parking.
How much is it?
The Cubs were first at $170 a person.
They were the most expensive?
The Yankees were second at $130.
There is no way.
That's an average of putting everything together.
There's no way. Nothing.
Oh, I believe the Cubs are up there, too. That place is expensive to get into.
Listen, I'm willing to go there. I'm willing to say that the Cubs are expensive. Wrigley Field is expensive. But there is no place on earth more expensive than Yankee Stadium. I don't care what they say at all, ever, to me about Wrigley Field. It's a great place. And believe me, it is not more expensive than Yankee Stadium. I mean, you said it best. It's $50 to park, and that's a half a mile from the stadium.
Right, you're paying the price of another ticket just to put your car in the parking lot.
Automatic, $50.
I don't know what it might be that at Wrigley. It's Chicago. It might be that,
too. The tickets and the food at Yankee Stadium. I have been to Wrigley Field 1,000 times, and it is nothing compared to Yankee Stadium.
But this is – when was the last – have you been there since these guys have turned it into an amusement park?
Like I said, they ruined that place a few years ago.
Exactly.
I've never
been back. With what they've done to it, they've probably turned it into the price.
But
like Yankee Stadium.
I agree because there's only 36,000 seats. What do they have now? They've added 1,000, 2,000 seats out in the on top of rooftops, right? But those aren't in the stadium, right? Those are on top of those apartment buildings across the street on Waveland and whatever. You know, I've been to all that. I've seen all that stuff. I was there when it first started, when they started building those things. I'd been on the rooftops when there was no, rafters up there and no seats up there, but when it was just rooftop parties. You remember back in the day when they had people just sitting on top of the buildings? smoking doobies and drinking on top of the buildings up there. It was no joke. Now they've turned it into literally like entire, those things are, you know, entities, they're properties. Like they have seats in there now stacked on top, right? They have like 5 or 6 rows of seats on top of those condos. It's unbelievable.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.